This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
You're with Angelo Baronessa, Joy Breakfast financial guru. The advice presented in this segment is general in nature and won't be applicable for every financial situation or need. Always consider the appropriateness of the advice before acting on it.
It is 19 minutes to 8. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and we're getting our finance talk on.
There is nothing we love more than making seemingly boring things interesting and relevant, and there ain't nothing that gets our guts groaning more than the word superannuation.
I'm going to admit it causes me a little bit of anxiety, and with that said, let's make everyone welcome back to Joy Breakfast, our financial guru, Angelo Baronessa, to pull apart and reassemble our perception of what the deal is when it comes to super. Hi, Angelo.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. What a cool little song that I've got, a little jingle.
Yeah, you've got a little intro, because we do want to remind everyone, you know, we're just talking about these facts and talking about advice, and you should make sure you're seeking your own financial help, and it's different for everybody.
Exactly. Perfect.
Well, super sounds like such a fun name. It's like superhero-esque, heroic, but as freelancers, superannuation is something very terrifying. Mm-hmm. What exactly is our super?
It's for your retirement. It's so boring. I admit it. I get it. It's so dull.
Oh, 100%. But even you talking about it right now is freaking me out. I'm not going to lie. I'm anxious.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's for your retirement, but think of it like a bank account. That's it. It's just a bank account.
Oh.
Like, at the core of it, it's just there for, well, when you retire, of course, but you can't touch it till you're 60. So there's a few caveats. But it's just a bank account, and that bank account invests. And that's it. You can put money in there. And the really cool thing is, it's probably got a lower tax rate than you.
Oh, well, that's for sure. Okay,
what
I'm starting
mean?
To feel a little calmer now in regard to it. So
I need to ask this, though. What do you mean a lower tax rate?
So it's got a concessional tax rate, which means it's at 15%.
So without us knowing, is the tax office taking money from our super?
You should be knowing, but yeah.
Yeah, no, it does.
I definitely am not knowing.
Yeah, yeah. It's not tax-free money. It's still money that is being taxed, but at a lower rate.
Far lower. But when you retire...
How often are they taxing us? Sorry, I need to know these questions.
Well, this is my favourite part. So when your employer or when, depending on what you put in or how you put it in, you get taxed at 15%. Most people, depending upon what their income is, probably 19% and above. On tax. So it's at a far lower rate, depending upon what where you sit on the tax bracket. But then when you get to retirement, it's all tax-free. So it goes down to 0% tax. So everything that you put in is taxed when you're accumulating, when you're growing it.
Oh.
Everything that it earns is taxed at 15%. So again, it's probably still lower than most people. But then when you retire, zero.
So when you're talking about what you put in, does this mean we should be consciously putting money into this? Or is this something that's for those people that have employers, something they can do in regard to that?
It depends on what your goals are. So if...
To not be poor, like I just want to stress, that is my goal.
Same. It depends. So, look, freelancers, if your employer clearly isn't putting money in, it's worth, you know, considering putting money in. You will get a tax deduction as well. So, I'm going to throw out weird numbers. If you're earning $100,000 and you put in $10,000, you're not going to be taxed at the ATO, like your personal tax return at $100,000. You're getting taxed at $90,000.
Right.
So, you've got a tax saving there. But inside of the super fund, it's taxed at 15%. So, that's... Consider that.
That's so hectic. Wow. I genuinely had no idea that my superannuation was getting taxed, especially because I don't have many contributions going in there. All I see is fees all the time.
Yeah, same.
What are all the fees that are occurring? Is it the tax? Is that what the fees
probably
are?
Yeah, look, so there's a couple of things that will come out. So one, the tax, of course, you know, your employer puts in $100. Tax office takes out $15. So you'll probably see a $15 deduction. You'll then see things like
I hate that so much.
Yeah.
Sorry, can we just have a moment for that $15 that I could have spent on a croissant?
R.I.P.
Mm-hmm.
On one croissant? I know.
That's inflation.
I mean, it's Melbourne.
Yeah.
Cost of living crisis.
Cost of lives. Then the other thing is admin fees, because got to be administration. They've got to monitor it. They've got to audit it. There's all those costs in there. Insurances. And then the final one, it's just the expenses to actually manage the investment.
Okay, this is giving me a headache. I thought this was going to be an easy thing to just keep putting money in. But no, there's more to think of, which means we need a chance to collect ourselves to get our head around SuperRach.
Yeah, you mentioned insurances. We're coming back to that. It's 7:45. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Joy.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and we have Angelo in the studio with us, our Joy Breakfast finance guru.
And we are turning the table on the very boring topic of superannuation and getting the lowdown. And it pretty much kicked off with Rach and I finding out things we didn't even know.
Yeah, like that our super is taxed.
We have gotten a message in by Andy saying, look, but Rach and Dean, do know that if you put in your own super, you can claim it on your tax. So make sure to talk to your accountant about that.
Exactly. Now, Angelo, you mentioned just before that there's insurance that comes out of your super. Are we talking like home insurances? Like what insurance is happening there?
The really interesting life insurance.
Okay.
So at a minimum, they have to, if your employer opens an account, either a retail account or an industry account, they'll have to provide you at the minimum life insurance. Depending on your age, if you're over 25, got more than 6,000 in the fund, they've got to give you life insurance. TPD, so total disability, and income protection aren't compulsory, but life is. So you'll see that they'll charge you whatever random figure that they've come up with for life insurance.
So can I ask, does that mean that every Australian who has income of some kind that has superannuation has life insurance?
At a minimum, they should. They should.
Without even realising.
I've got to think about who that's allocated to now.
Yeah, like tax-wise, like who's it going to go to? Shouldn't talk about tax. It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you've also got to remember that it hasn't considered what you actually need. So the average amount is $140,000. Is that going to pay out what you need it to pay out? Is that enough to cover debts? So just have a look.
Interesting. Okay, we're going to talk more about what you can use your super for next month. But how do we find our super to begin with?
Because you're in different super funds because of different employers and where that's been. And I'm one of those people that has had so many different jobs over the years, I couldn't even tell you where mine is. But every single year, I get this package that tells me something about it.
Nice little surprise. I guess two ways. If you've got an accountant, they can log into the ATO portal. They can find out where it is and they can give you an idea. Otherwise, if you go into your MyGov and you've got your ATO linked up, your little login for that, it'll tell you.
Really? It'll tell you any access to you?
It'll just say you've got this account and this is probably roughly, maybe, what your balance is.
Is it a good idea to go, all right, I want to just put all of the super that I've got in different places in one spot?
Ooh, yes and no, but you've got to look at it because if you've got insurance in there, say, for example, you started an account and had insurance and then something happened to your health and you can't get insurance later, then you can't get insurance later. So if you move out of that account entirely, that insurance is gone. And for you to get it back, it's going to be next to impossible.
Okay.
Wow.
So you've got to consider, does it have insurance, yes or no? Is it doing what I need it to do? Is it getting contributions? Can I put more into it? So there's a few things in there to think about.
I love this. This has left me with so many more questions than what I had before.
I was like, oh, it's a bank account. It's so easy.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, my God, there's so much more to it.
Yeah, that is a lot. All right. If we need to find out more information about our super, we head to our MyGov account, is what you're saying.
Yep.
All right, and make sure you're linked up to the ATO.
Correct.
Great.
It'll tell you.
Next month, we are going to look into how to access our super, how much we need for retirement, and how to ensure we're using our super in the best way. Angelo, thank you for livening up our dreary topic of super. We can't wait to have you back in the hot seat.
Thank you. And if you want to find out how to get your life more financially healthy, you can reach out to Angelo through Divergent Wealth, or just follow the links on the Joy Breakfast socials.
Wonderful. Thank you for something that's like so boring. What a cool name it's got. Super.
Super. Hands in the air. It's 7:58. You're on Joy Breakfast. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.